This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Peter Laufer's new book, Dreaming in Turtle, takes the reader to many places, including food markets in Southeast Asia, the swamps of Louisiana, and a religious healing ritual in Cuba. It explores people's connection to and exploitation of turtles. Laufer is the James Wallace Chair Professor in Journalism at the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communication. He says he became interested in the reptiles after coming across a turtle story while working on another book.
I've written several books that deal with the intersection of humans and other animals, and one of them mentioned a turtle in the Philippines that was seemingly extinct and then was found again, and that made it even more valuable, so it was in danger of becoming extinct again because of collectors. And I wrote a paragraph about that turtle that was noticed by the Turtle Conservancy, which is a Greenpeace-like outlet that does do-gooder work with turtles. And we started talking. I learned more about turtles, and I figured there's a story there to tell.
In your book, you talk about the relationship of people to turtles. You also talk about the way that people consume and exploit turtles. Can you share a little bit of what you discovered?
The concern that exists, and really the theme of the book, is the potential for extinction of this animal that connects us to the dinosaurs directly. And there is, because of the growingly affluent upper middle classes in Asia, primarily in Vietnam and China, a renewed interest in turtles for five factors: as food, as ornaments, as components in traditional Chinese medicine, and as aphrodisiacs, along with what you perhaps and I did, having turtles as a pet. And consequently, there's been an extraordinary drain on turtles worldwide because of the appetite of these millions and millions of people rediscovering these understandably intriguing heritage roots of connecting to turtles.
You did some traveling, including to Southeast Asia and Cuba and Louisiana, and there were some kind of sketchy places that you went. Can you tell us where there, did you feel a little bit nervous about your own safety?
I've been a reporter forever and have done the requisite duty in disasters and war zones and places where it's not always comfortable. So I'm somewhat used to it. However, there are turtle markets, illicit turtle markets in places like Jakarta, where poking around with a camera and a notebook and looking like somebody from somewhere else and asking questions about the provenance of the products doesn't go over well. I can't say that I felt my life was particularly in jeopardy anywhere, but I think there were a few I was talking with who would have liked to whack me on the head. It's a big business. A lot of money exchanges hands, and a lot of illegal activity goes on. And I ended up in federal prison a couple of times talking with turtle smugglers doing long time.
What do you think needs to change, or can something, is there something that can change to improve the situation for turtles?
The only thing that is going to save the turtles, and they are the proverbial canary in the mine shaft for so much of life, perhaps even including us, the only thing that's going to change is an understanding that we cannot continue to exploit turtles and life in general. And turtles are such an example. They're easy to catch. They're passive for the most part, except for the big, mean alligator snapping turtles and some like that. And they are so intriguing. So if we do not recognize their value, if we do not recognize the need for their habitat to not be destroyed, if we do not recognize the fact that making a couple of dollars in trafficking in turtles is not worth decimating a species that cannot come back, then we're wrecked in that regard. And yet there's this balance, which is if you were starving or your kids were starving and you could sell some turtle and feed your kids, what would you do?
You did adopt a turtle for a while.
Indeed, fostered, I think, is maybe the correct word. And a colleague of mine from the Turtle Conservancy was gracious enough to let my wife Sheila and me live with a turtle for quite some time here in Eugene. And we developed a relationship. I'm not sure if Fred, the turtle, developed much of a relationship with us, but we missed him when we put him back in the box and called up shipyourreptiles.com and sent him back to Arizona. And that really is the name of the company that's carved out a niche for itself.
And he's doing okay in Arizona?
We just heard that he's been relocated permanently to a new home with a garden that he roams around in completely free to turtle about.
Peter Lawfer's new book is Dreaming in Turtle. He will be at the Knight Library on the U of O campus for a book release event this Thursday, November 29th at 4 p.m. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.